1240 AM WSBC.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you folks by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. And personal injury attorney in Chicago, Jim McGing.
Right.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, to my left, is my twin brother, Billy.
Hey, what's up?
Billy, hi. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, baby. We're back. It's been a week for me of phone life.
Yeah, yeah, that's
phone drama.
The big episode last week.
Yeah, big. Last week for our listeners, we discussed the fact that I purchased a phone for my 11-year-old daughter for her birthday.
Correct. Yes. How's that working out? Yep.
It's over already.
It's been destroyed?
It's over already?
It's been taken away.
Oh,
it did not last very long. The behavior just got a little bit wild and a little bit out of control.
Wow.
And I had to take the phone. You know why?
Why?
She went down to the alley again and was hanging out with those kids that I said not to hang out with. He was like, hey, oh, she's good on, she's good. She gets the phone. Right as she gets the phone, break the rule. I'm like, nope, phone's coming back.
Yeah.
So I've been sitting on the phone. She gets it back tomorrow, though. It's been a week.
I said, no phone.
A week. This is how it works. What?
Is it hidden?
It's hidden.
I know she listens, so I know you won't tell where.
No, I won't. Charlotte does listen, and she does love the show.
You put it in lockup?
It's in a safe place.
Solitary confinement?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. But she'll have her hands on it in no time.
Yeah, that's how life works.
So what, was she hanging out with Fatigue Boy?
No, Fatigue Boy, I haven't seen Fatigue Boy in the alley since the police were around.
Okay.
But some of Fatigue Boy's associates, his comrades, they've also been on the list, you know, of no hang around list.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I wish I had more knock it off guys around the neighborhood that can go and intercede, but
you got little soldiers.
They haven't
alley.
Been deployed by our president yet. We don't have the knock it off guys in town yet.
No. Openings for knock it off guys all over the place.
Guys, I don't know what you're talking about. You're all out of work. There's thousands of openings for knock it off guys and census workers. Anybody want to get in there?
And smart rod operators.
And smart rod operators.
Let's not forget about the smart rod.
Folks, if you're interested in learning more about the smart rod, you can go to our archived episodes. You can find archived episodes of our show if you go to hibernianradio.org.
What was I just going to tell you? Clay threw me off with smart rod.
Yeah, I just broke your brain.
Clay's been going down, all week he's been texting me bits from episodes that are like 2 years old.
So here's my new tradition. Billy plays real golf. I play Xbox golf, and then I put on old episodes while I play 18 over at, TPC Sawgrass.
Okay.
And, I've gone all the way back to 2015?
Oh, wow. You've gone way back.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, some of my kids haven't even been born yet.
Oh, wow. So that's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good stuff. It's pre-COVID entertainment.
Yeah, it's what life used to be like.
Yeah,
the good old days.
Talking about alligators and stuff.
Talking about, you know, Jim Morrison and werewolf hunters and all kinds of stuff.
So no phone. That was quick. What was there a tantrum when the phone was taken away?
Of course.
I get it.
Was there a sadness?
There's been more extreme tantrums. I think Charlotte kind of knew right away. And she was like, yep, all right, here you go. And just kind of handed it over, like, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does she have any of the, the Fatigue Boy's friends' cell phone numbers?
Absolutely. Sure, I'm sure.
They're texting with the Fatigue Boy crowd.
She's got Pat Sajak's phone number.
She does have Mr. Sajak's phone number. She's a big wheel watcher, and
I'm a wheel watcher.
I've gotten. I feel like I'm like, am I an old man now? Like at dinner at 6:30, it's like, should we throw on the wheel?
It keeps the brain sharp.
Right. Yeah. I mean, years from now, COVID nightmare will be the winning phrase. You know what I mean?
Sure.
COVID nightmare should be a movie.
COVID nightmare is going to be a movie. It's going to be a band.
A
puzzle. It's
going
to be a book. It's going to be a puzzle.
It's going to be a bar.
It's going to be a whole brand, COVID Nightmare. We do everything.
What's been going on in your COVID land?
Nothing. How about that storm we had here in Chicago, though?
Wild.
Nuts. Thousands of people out of power. But we had an actual little small tornado touchdown here in Rogers Park.
100 miles an hour.
Which I thought I didn't know that was possible. I was always told, the buildings in Chicago along the lakefront are too tall because we had the Sears Tower, Willis Tower. And because of that, tornadoes kind of dissolve before they even get close to, Cook County, All right. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, we've had one in Plainfield in the past.
Sure.
Yeah. But that was a wild storm. We had a little one touchdown in Rogers Park. Not, I mean, pretty, a lot of damage, but
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, I drove through Rogers Park yesterday, and it was like, it was pretty wild.
7,000 trees were reported down in Chicagoland.
Mother Nature's a wild cougar.
It's nuts. The wildest part of this for me,
yeah.
And another thing, Mike, as you said last week, weirdness does follow me.
Oh, that's right. Yes, all right. What now?
We love the weirdness.
Well, I agreed. Sarah Hand.
You agreed to drive a cab in Rogers Park?
I did.
For the day?
pretty close. Not yeah. too far off.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing today? I'm going to go volunteer and drive a cab and ride.
I'm doing a shift for my buddy Ahmed. He's let me drive his car.
Yeah. Sarah Hand, who helps out on this show as an associate producer.
Yes,
and she writes a lot of the synopsises for the show.
Mm-hmm.
She has a position with a production company that shoots a Storm Stories type show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like those.
And they're yeah. and I'm not sure if it's for A&E or the Weather Channel, one of those networks, but it's mostly reenactments of people talking about surviving disastrous circumstances under weather.
Mother Nature.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So. She needed help. She needed an extra production hand, and she had texted me like a couple days before and was like, hey, would you be interested in helping me out today? You know, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I got nothing going. I'll help you out.
Nice.
Yeah. So I go down to set, and I'm working as helping her out as a production hand, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And very small crew, you know, one director of photography, a director,
mm-hmm.
myself, Sarah, who's working as a UPM makeup table,
uh-huh.
Craft service, all in one, very small skeleton crew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some extras and some actors, principals, right? They're reenactment actors, right?
Ray Liotta.
So, well, they don't have lines, but a lot of it is like, look scared. Look more scared.
A tree's falling
right?
on you.
Now the house is shaking. Patty, flick the lights. Flick the lights while we shoot. You know, it was yeah. a lot of that. You know, I'm assisting the DP and creating effects for the room to look as if there's a storm coming through.
Sure. Right?
Well, I had blacked out all the windows on the house that they had, you know, were using for the
shoot.
Where
is this house located?
It's in right next to Rogers Park. It's
Andersonville?
No.
What's Uptown?
Heck? No, it's right next to Uptown. Not too far away.
Flintville?
Ravenswood?
No, it's just past it's just east of Sauganash. It'll come to me in a moment.
Okay.
Anyway, very close to Rogers Park.
Okay.
All right. And we're in the middle of shooting. I had to black out all the windows. When you're shooting indoors, you need to black out the windows so there's no light coming in.
Yep.
All right. And so I did that. So I had no idea what was going on outside at all. And I'm in the middle of a shot, essentially, and I'm helping the DP, you know, work a light switch. And my phone starts going off, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm like in the middle of a shot, but it was on vibrate, right? And I'm like, who's calling me? What's this? You know? And I don't pay attention to it. And then it calls again, you know? And then a third time. And I'm like, all right, I'll answer. It's my wife, right?
Uh-huh.
And I finally like, oh, and she texts me. She's like, are you okay? Like, are you guys inside? And I'm like, why? What's going on? She's like, you're kidding me, right? I'm like, she's like, you're working, you're or not working, you're helping out on a show right now. Called Storm Stories. You're reenacting a storm, and you're not outside in one of the biggest storms in Chicago history right now. You have no idea that it's even happening outside. I'm like, oh my God, that's so meta.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's going to be reenactment actors playing us in the episode about this storm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very meta, like a movie within a movie within a movie. You know?
Yeah.
A Storm Stories within a Storm Stories
like
within
Matrix.
A Storm Stories.
Yeah.
You know? What you guys need is a little more drama. Maybe a storm story inside of a storm story.
We'll
huh?
get Keanu Reeves involved.
You should suggest this to the director.
Yeah. But I did not. So I went outside and the storm was already over. You know?
You didn't
and,
feel anything or anything?
Well, there were trees. There was a lot of damage. There were trees
but
down.
But inside the house, you didn't feel like the
no.
window shaking or anything?
No. At one point, I was supposed to flick the lights for the scene, and the lights just flicked on their own. You know? It was like,
oh,
a, like a ghost did it. You know? The storm ghost.
Yeah.
You know,
the COVID storm ghost.
Jimmy, the COVID-friendly storm ghost.
Was anybody like, my car! Like running outside to check their cars?
Me.
Yeah.
I was worried about
the car!
I was like, oh no. I hope there's not a tree on top of my car.
I saw a lot of damaged cars.
And I did go outside and I moved my car
I
to a
liked,
spot where there wasn't more. I was like, if the storm starts again, I don't want it near this big tree.
With my car, I would have been like, yes, crush it.
Yeah.
Destroy it.
So, no.
Let me get that new car.
Anyway, I went outside and the storm was over, and then we reenacted a hurricane after the storm.
That's wow. courageous of you.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild to watch the, see how they do it, you know?
Yeah.
All really just tight shots. And to watch these, I've forgotten how passionate some actors are, right?
Yeah.
And how humble they can be to take on some of these parts, right? Like, hey, who wants to come out and play, reenact playing a guy who got stuck in Hurricane Irma as he tries to get from his garage to the, you know, the back door of his house?
Yeah.
We're going to hit you with a lot of water today.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? You're just going to call cut and get you dirty and throw debris at you and have a wind fan on you and just spray you.
It sounds,
you
know, awesome.
Like, yeah. It's like the production tends to just have hoses and they're just going, and the fan is knocking the water. You're recreating. It's like a rainstorm.
Well, I mean, it's hot out this summer. There's nothing to do during COVID.
Absolutely, but the actors were such wonderful sports about it. You know,
they should win Emmys, all of them.
They should all win Emmys. One strange thing that these actors told me,
what?
That they all had in common.
Wait a minute, I got one question to ask you before you get into that.
Yeah,
were there any actors on set that acted like Robert Richard George did in the Mark Borchardt's American movie? I always throw back to this, but he's a, like, they thought they were very important,
self-important extras.
Yeah.
There are, that is, we can talk about those guys.
Self-important extra? Okay.
I don't want to, well, yes.
All right.
One thing that these actors all had in common.
Oh, what's that?
Is that they all told me when they got to set, the most amazing thing was that they all had some McCann's Irish oatmeal for breakfast.
Yeah.
And they said, no matter what gets in our way during this production, we know this is going to be award worthy.
A tidal wave.
That's why
of
the
oatmeal.
Set, nothing happened on set because the McCann's was protecting them.
The gods of oatmeal were there.
Yeah.
That is correct. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did. If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
Oh, here it is.
Oh!
Yeah!
Here I am, rock me like, is it rock me or rock you?
Rock you. That's a sick guitar.
Some guy sitting in his car during the storm, stoned, just blaring this.
Yeah. Look, smoking a bong.
Uh-huh. In his car.
Come get me!
Right.
I live for this.
Come get me, Satan.
Maybe that could have...
Jeez.
Satan the storm tracker?
Satan the storm tracker, I think.
Satan the storm chaser.
Wow, that's a good one.
that's a cartoon.
This week on the Weather Channel, Satan storm chaser.
In Rogers Park, Illinois. I got a beef.
He's just
somebody.
A weatherman in a Satan costume.
He's dressed in a devil's outfit. Yeah,
he's got like a black Camaro.
He's like the Svengoolie of the Weather Channel. Satan, the weatherman. It's a great gig, man. Create that character.
It's a great gig if you can get it.
Satan, the storm chaser. There he is.
You're like, oh, what about that weather report?
Live from Hurricane Satan. Katrina, it's Satan, the storm chaser.
We're going to go live outside of Lincoln, Nebraska to Satan. Right. Are you there, Satan? Yeah, this thing's barreling down on us. It's a hell of a storm. I got a beef.
Go.
What's up?
The ice cream man in my neighborhood.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Everybody, parents always get in a beef with the ice cream man. He interrupts dinner.
Let me tell you what he does.
Do it.
So my wife made the mistake one beautiful day of buying ice cream for all three of my kids,
yep.
Right? Now this guy, when he comes through the neighborhood, parks in front of my house.
Yep.
And like eats a sandwich and keeps his song going, you know?
Yeah.
And he's probably like 40. He's like a young, you know, a young guy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He's just doing it for fun.
He's learned from the best.
Oh, he's not doing it for fun.
But it's very irritating to the point where I would want to like, you know, stand on my front porch with a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Just you know, out noise them because all I hear is that ding 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 ding, and my kids are like going through the roof.
You
like,
should go outside and be like, "Hey,
keep moving.
I need you to produce a vendor's license right now if you're gonna be parked in this spot all the time.
I need either a knock it off guy or a.
You need a knock it off guy. For
no,
sure.
I need a traffic cop from New York City from like 1970 to tell him to move.
Yep.
Move. Well, let's go.
Have you politely just gone up to him and go, hey, listen, I don't mind if you sit here, but the music's
driving
us
nuts. I'm not getting into it with them. So, I'm not going to talk to him.
You don't want
to
get confrontational.
He might be an off-duty Ukrainian soldier.
He could be. You never know. I know there's a lot of off-duty Ukrainian soldiers working as good humor men here in Chicago.
Right off of Higgins and Nagel. There
right.
are.
Yeah.
So that's my beef. I'll figure it out. I'll pop his tire. I'll slash his tires. If I have to, I'll find. I'll follow him home.
Bill, before the break.
Yeah.
You asked me about if there were any sort of self-important extra.
Self-important extra. I know all about them.
Well, I don't know how to classify
extreme
that.
Extreme thespians.
That's better. Extreme.
Yeah.
Well, extreme.
Theater trained.
It's strange whenever, and I haven't worked on or helped out on a production in quite some time. Right?
This ice cream man could be a struggling
This was a very, very small unit. And it was, you know, nothing compared to, like, working on, like, a big major motion picture or TV show. Right?
Sure.
Much bigger. This is very just low-key. But when I used to work and help Matt Corrado produce at the Onion Clay.
Yes.
And you were there with me. This was a very similar style of shoot. Very guerrilla, kind of run and gun. You're meeting very aspiring actors who are not union yet. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're very humble. They're willing to do things probably a lot of actors are not going to spend their time on.
Correct.
Right?
Okay.
One thing that I do notice that a lot of these up-and-coming actors like to do is essentially size each other up and start asking each other, like, where they work or what shows they work on or how many times you've been called for things.
Right.
And it's very sickening, truthfully, you know? Because it's weird to watch somebody who try to one up another guy where he's like, and then I did a Victory Auto Records commercial and they called me back. And then I went and did this weird indie called, you know, Spider-Man Loves.
Since 1990, I've been acting.
Spider-Man Loves Dracula?
Right. I did Spider-Man Loves Dracula. Then I did a Victory Auto Records commercial. What have you been doing, man?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I did 5 indie movies that no one's ever heard of.
Well. But yeah, Bill, that exists, you know, I enjoy interacting with those people and kind of poking the fire and sure. Because there's a lot of great characters there.
Absolutely.
And I met a couple, you know, and, uh-huh. And we're friends now, you
cool.
Know?
Yeah.
But what I was saying is that I hadn't seen how humble actors can be in a long time. And you know what? Yeah. Actors get treated like crap. They really do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Hollywood celebrities, yeah, we're sick of hearing about them, but working actors, they get treated like crap. And most of them aren't working. They're lucky to be working.
Right.
And especially during COVID, the arts has been decimated. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So to watch these people become so humble just to, like, you know, recreate, you know, and have somebody hit them in the face with a hose for
just do a hurricane
minutes.
Story and feel proud about it.
Yeah. So I give mad props to those people, but it's quite amusing. You can't help but laugh at,
sure.
at this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when everyone's taking it very, like, you know,
over the top.
Well, we might as well be doing Shakespeare. You
yeah.
know, like everyone's like quiet.
Do you think a lot of people watched Bill Paxton? What was that movie that he was in with
Twister?
Twister.
Yeah, you think they watched Twister before they came to set?
I'm sure they did.
I don't know.
Study Paxton.
I don't know. Maybe that's a new thing that I'll ask Sarah Hand about. I said you should give the Twister speech before every production.
Give the Twister script to everybody,
guys. It's going to be a fairly straightforward shoot today. For those of you who have seen Twister with Bill Paxton and Holly Hunt or Helen Hunt. Right. We're going to be recreating some scenes like that.
Yeah, where the cow's flying through.
We would
air.
Like you to look terrified, worried, yeah. anxious.
We're going to hurl this cow at you.
We might hurl a cow at you. We might hit you with water for a couple hours.
It is a real cow, but it's dead.
But that was my experience. It was great, actually.
Cool. I'm glad you got to do that.
Yeah. It was great to just see that. It's that kind of show. I've never been on a show like that before or been around one or get to witness it.
Nice.
So
nice.
That's been, and then the storm, you know?
Yeah, the storm of the century.
And then we got Ethiopian food at the end of it.
Really?
I didn't eat it.
You're scared?
I was scared.
What was it, lamb and chicken?
Well, because Sarah at the end of the shoot was like, oh, you got, well, I'll order food for everybody. You want something to eat? You know? And I was like, here, pick the menu out. We're going to get from this place.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right. Sounds good. You know? What do they got? Chicken? I'll take chicken.
Sure.
Chicken wat do or something like that was what I ordered.
Nice.
You know? I go, okay, I didn't know
give
what it was.
Give me the chicken wat do.
Oh, yeah, I know the chicken wat do. You know? Sounds good. You know?
Can you talk like you were from the 30s?
Yeah. I did.
Get the chicken wat do, see?
Thanks for having me today on the storm unit. I'll have the chicken wat do if you're going to the Ethiopian place later.
And so it showed up. They got you your order.
Sarah ordered
and
it.
And you just stared at it for a minute.
I'm laughing about this because Sarah's going to be listening to this episode.
Sure.
Before it goes to air.
Hi, Sarah.
She ordered it. Uh-huh. And I was kind of excited about it, right? I was like, I don't know. This might be new. I like hot food. You know, it's supposed to be kind of spicy.
You're a big hot food guy.
Yeah. I'm a bit. Hey, one thing you guys don't know about me, I'm a big hot food guy. Don't tell anybody. We all go to the restaurant.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, this is
she's
a
like,
sit
hey,
down
we're
affair,
not,
huh?
No, we're not going to sit down. There was just a huge storm and stuff. They're like,
right
here, we're just going to go pick it up. I'll run it out to your car, and take it home and eat it. Right?
Oh, that was nice.
And I got in the car and I opened it and looked at it and I just went, I can't.
No.
I smelled it. I poked it. I didn't have it was the first time in a long time that I couldn't do it. You know?
Limp. Wow, it was probably delicious.
My daughter looked at it because I tried to pawn it off on my daughter. I was like, I got a beautiful Ethiopian meal
here. The aesthetic of this Ethiopian food is amazing.
Well, it had like this spongy top to it, like this weird bread. It was the consistency of it. I poked it and looked at it and I went, can't.
Did
I
she
can't.
Eat it?
Yeah.
No, she was like, what is that?
She passed?
Yeah, she's pretty good. She usually eats everything. And she wasn't going to go for it.
Well, you're going to feel pretty dumb when you
I'm
go to
still,
Ethiopia.
I'm going to look. I know. The next time I'm in Ethiopia, they're all going to laugh at me.
They'll all be drinking chocolate soda, though. So
really? Is that a thing in Ethiopia?
We said that on the show before.
We did?
Yes, we did.
Well, you're thinking because in the film The Gods Must Be Crazy, isn't he kicking around a bottle of Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah.
Or it's a Coke bottle.
I forgot about the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy.
It's an excellent film. Check it out.
Yeah.
Clay, the archivist.
The archivist, that's me, yes.
The archivist.
The archivist.
On the next episode of The Archivist.
This man is not spy, he is archivist. He work at library. Yes. That's my story. Yeah.
I work at virtual library in my house. I'm an archivist.
Well, I'm disappointed.
So you didn't think of, like, you didn't
text. I'm disappointed
text,
in you for you not trying it.
You didn't text
I am,
Sarah.
I'm disappointed,
like,
in myself.
You eating
too.
This right now?
Well, I know, because Sarah's probably, next time I see her, she's going to ask me about it, maybe.
You know, you won't
like,
think.
What'd you think of the food? You know, and, you know, I just didn't have the heart.
You won't eat twice. You think twice about having a Big Mac, which is made in a lab somewhere.
I know.
So you would have rather had two all beef patties, special sauce.
I wouldn't have rather had it. I didn't know what I was getting into. I thought I was
on a sesame seed.
What I'm saying is that I thought I was jumping into Ethiopian heaven.
You should have had an Ethiopian Big Mac.
You know I should have. I'll call them. Y'all got Big Macs up in the Ethiopian restaurant?
Where y'all going? Nairobi? Y'all got Big Macs there?
How ignorant is that? We don't even know. I don't even know where that is.
That's ignorant of you.
I know.
Nairobi, Kenya, I believe that's where that is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bill, look at Bill Geography.
I like
Bill,
Geography.
Bill the Archivist and Billy the
Geologist. I didn't know I was studying rock.
Good Lord. Find a new topic to talk about immediately, please. that's been my week. I got home and I went.
So you didn't eat Ethiopian food?
No, I went and got a Big Daddy cheeseburger at Goldie's.
Nice.
And went home and looked at the storm damage.
Yeah,
there was a lot of storm damage. A tree almost came down on our house. Our neighbor's tree came down, and thank God it's like just bent and broke the other way. Because that would have really put a dent in my COVID nightmare.
Put a dent.
I drove past that on Harlem today. Is that your neighbor's house, or is that you guys on the end there?
It's my neighbor's house. Yeah,
oh,
it's right
okay.
there.
Yeah, they're gonna have to get a forestry team out there.
There's trees down everywhere. I mean, I didn't understand the extent of it because I was inside for that duration, and then I came out afterwards, and it was dark afterwards when I got out. So the next morning when I got up, I looked around and I was like, whoa. This is like a bomb went off here. This is nuts. I mean,
there's
extensive damage done.
If you want to live in the woods, you got to take the chances, buddy.
That's what CPD said to the guy at the tree down his yard.
With the crushed Honda.
Yeah, he goes, hey, pal, you want to live in the woods? Guy goes, I ain't living in the woods. I live in Edgewater, you know?
It used to be all woods around here.
Yeah, well, it used to be woods.
100 years ago, this was all woods, tough guy. That's why that oak's on your condo.
ComEd'll be out in 6 days. Bye.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you have your power out? Did anybody?
No, we're
cable.
Good.
We had cable out for about four hours.
As if that matters.
It didn't really matter.
Billy couldn't watch Gladiator.
No Wi-Fi. That was the big thing. No Wi-Fi.
Well, that is a problem. You know, that's how you disconnect everybody and freak everybody out.
But you know what was strange is that
power? Who cares? Wi-Fi? Now we have a problem.
Yeah. Do push-ups.
I noticed, like, even when I was trying to use, like, I would disconnect from our home Wi-Fi because we obviously couldn't get it. And then I was trying to use my internet, my Verizon, because I pay for the unlimited data and all that stuff. And I still couldn't get a signal.
You pay for unlimited data?
Yes, I do.
This is Billy Storm story.
But I couldn't.
I had no idea a storm was coming. I pay for unlimited data. And my phone is something that I rely on quite frequently.
That's right. That's how I felt. I was like, well, I can't even get on.
Satan, Storm Chaser, you getting all this down? You listening, Satan? Satan.
This man was left with no Wi-Fi.
How does Satan the Storm Chaser talk? This man was left with no Wi-Fi.
Couldn't access his pornography.
During the storm.
Storm stories.
Storm stories. Satan Storm Chaser.
It's got the Unsolved Mysteries music for some reason.
Storm stories.
Well, we're on to another series.
I'm Satan Storm Chaser.
Welcome.
Devil's outfit on.
He's standing in a cave. Like a smoky cave.
Welcome to Storm Stories.
Right.
He's got, let's go to the Doppler.
We're going to Prairie View, Wisconsin to visit Earl.
Earl couldn't access his Wi-Fi.
You should really come up with Satan, the weatherman. It's amazing. He's wearing like a black suit with a red shirt and a red tie. Yeah, and those crazy horns.
There you go. Mike just pulled up a picture of Lovitz playing Satan on SNL. Exactly. That's exactly what Satan the Storm Chaser looks like. that outfit.
But he drives like an armored F-150 with like radars all over it.
Yeah, like a big wind radar. Yeah, exactly. Big storm.
My cousin Anthony gave me this truck.
Satan's cousin Anthony.
There's a sitcom.
That's a spinoff. Well, you just
Satan colors Anthony. He's cousin Anthony, starring John Turturro.
We already did a movie, Anthony's Dad.
Or that's a sitcom. That's an award-winning sitcom script.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. If you want to listen to archived episodes, Anthony's Dad.
Hibernian Radio.
.com.
Is it .com or .org?
It's .org.
.org. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think we wrote Anthony's Dad, and then Doug the White House Alien came right after that.
These are Bill. These are trade secrets.
Yeah. They truly are.
If these scripts ever get written, we'll be the richest men in the world.
We'll do all right.
We'll be Putin rich.
Yeah. I want to be Putin rich.
There's a song.
I want to be Putin rich. Yeah. Yeah. Are you? Do you sing it as a Russian? Though?
Yeah, Russian girl.
A Russian girl.
I want to be Putin rich. There was like...
It's very hard for me to do a Russian girl.
A documentary on Putin and like this group, this girl group like...
Impersonate a Russian girl.
Made a song about him and sang it. And it was like, Putin, he's cool.
Well, they have to do that.
Yeah, they were at gunpoint.
They said, we understand you're in a bit of trouble. You're going to go make the Putin rap video.
You have 11 speeding tickets. Make Putin pop song and we'll forget
propaganda
about it.
Make propaganda Putin pop song. And you're out of it.
We take boot off your car now.
We take the boot off.
We understand you have a lot of parking tickets, boot on your car. You have no money to get out of this. The car is going to become property of the state. Easiest way out here is to make propaganda Putin pop song for us quickly in the station.
We have studio ready.
We have studio ready. Strangely enough, Satan, the storm chaser...
Is editing
the piece for us.
So please be quiet when you walk through.
So please be quiet on the set because he's got another production going on. on that wing of the stage. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Russian radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah, the Russians say they got a vaccine ready already. Yeah, they've been squirting people with it.
Squirting people. That almost sounds something like something our president would say. Once we start squirting everybody with this stuff, this juice.
Putin's got a green.
The China thing will go away.
He's got a green squirt gun from Walgreens. He just walks around. You sick? Let's go.
He does
claim that Russia has a vaccine and his daughter's been injected with it. And like all the, you know, important people's kids and family, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It all could be a blatant lie, though.
Yeah.
Are your kids going back to school, Clay? Your kids are in private school, aren't they?
They are in the private, yes.
So they will be attending school in person.
Yeah, according to the Archdiocese of Chicago and Jesus himself.
That's right. Correct. And we had kind of a switcheroo in our neighborhood. First, they said the kids are going to go back in person, and then
off.
3 days later, it got turned around.
Same thing happened in Elmhurst.
Needless to say, there's a kind of a debate going on and a lot of disgruntled people, regardless of each side, wherever you fall, right?
So a lot of...
Whatever side you're on, there were going to be a lot of people mad. Yeah,
a lot of
exactly.
angry white people?
Yeah, I don't think there's any... There's not a lot of agreement going on in the middle there.
You should have a breakdancing competition.
I was curious to know.
Best breakdancer, best breakdancing team. We'll figure out if we're going to school or not.
They decide.
Yeah. We're going to do it over at the park.
Whoever wins this breakdancing dance-off decides what happens.
You'd see some great breakdancing. Like housewives that like just really want their kids to go back to school. Just
some guy who's like an attorney in River Forest was like
doing the worm.
Secretly was the king of breakdancing in the 70s. He's like, let me just try this. What the
Scare the heck out of everybody.
I hope our listeners are still with us.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm saying that it was a big switcheroo. Regardless, either side is very dismayed.
Yeah.
But
do you go? Is there meetings being held about it?
Of course, there were.
Is everyone spaced out?
Well, they're long meetings, and people kind of state their case. But there's nothing. It never seems definitive at the end of these meetings. There's a lot of people, you know, expounding.
Where are these meetings held?
They're virtual, so it's like
you watch them on YouTube.
Yeah, or Zoom or whatever. You right. know, kind of a live stream. But what I was getting at is because the Archdiocese decided that they're going to provide and teach kids in classroom.
They want money.
No, I'm wondering how big the uptick in enrollment all of a sudden went over to those schools, because people are thinking to themselves, I got to work. I can't pay for daycare. I got to get my kid in a school. And now they're going to have to go to, I'm pulling them out of public school and I'll put them in private school and I'll pay the five, you know, the six or 7,000 per year of whatever it is, because that will be cheaper for me in the long run than having to hire someone to tutor and watch my kid from home. Right. Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. Right.
Yeah.
And I, in fact, inquired about it, right? I was like, okay, I want to hear more about this. And I called the school, and they confirmed my belief that, yes, they are getting lots of calls about that. And so it's interesting. Like, does the pandemic save Catholic schools? You know, it's wild.
Well, they just closed down a bunch over here, so they better get them. The lights back on.
Who knows? Maybe they will.
They
never
closed,
know.
What? OLV, St. Eugene's, a few.
So, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
get them up and running, boys.
But that's been the big thing. And my wife was very cold on the idea of you know, having to do that all again from remote. And then she kind of warmed up to the idea because it seems that the teachers have more of a remote lesson plan ready this time around. They have summer to prepare for it. And so we're kind of weighing the options as to see, like, what's the best, you know. My wife's like, maybe I can handle this, you know, and get into it. And
at this point, you just have to take it day by day, because there's no way to tell.
Well, some people, like, in some countries, like, I think in Africa and places like that, where they're not as technically advanced to be able to do that, they just scrapped the year. They're like, no, you guys are all going to be held back a year. Doesn't matter. We're going to ride this out and then figure it out as it evolves.
Deal with the problem first and then get creative.
I mean, I do believe that kids should be in school, right? We need them in school learning. But a part of me I like life experiences, you know, and I think that's healthy for children too. So maybe a gap year wouldn't be horrible, you know?
But with the way that I'm understanding it right now, for most school districts, at least here in the Chicagoland area and the suburbs, is that it's going to be remote learning up until October something. I mean, they're doing hybrid learning for kids from middle school to high school, and then from under middle school, elementary school level, they're all going remote full. Mm-hmm. And then in October, they'll see where we're at, whether or not we're going to open up, and you know, and then if they don't open in October, it stays all the way till January, and then they reassess during the winter break.
After there's a new president or still standing president in office, when all the politics is behind us, we can finally start kicking this. It's ridiculous, really.
Right.
But yeah, that is the state we're in our country.
They got to reconfigure all the classrooms. They got to find a way to make them work, you know. It's going to take time to figure this out.
Yeah, you mean with regard to, like, the social distancing and all that stuff?
They should have, like, Hollywood Squares style. They stack them up on top of each other.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be great. Like nine kids do a class, they're stacked up, and they got to hit a buzzer to answer. X's or O's.
Clay, you just invented an amazing game show. That's like a virtual COVID kids Carmen Sandiego type game show.
Let's get on it. You got a production team.
I think
tell them to get away from the hurricanes for a minute.
We got
to work on this.
Well, we might be able to get Satan the Storm Chaser to be the host.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he's like Bill Nye the Science Guy at this point.
We'll clean him up.
I'm Satan the Storm Chaser. On this, we've got a game show for kids about weather.
Weather squares.
Yeah, weather squares. There it is. My daughter got on weather squares. We're all going down to the shoes.
She got her picture with Satan the Storm Chaser.
My daughter got her picture with Satan the Storm Chaser. Because they came to the school and did an episode of Weather Squares. Can you believe it?
Weather
Squares. Is it weather or wetter?
No, it's W-E-D-D-E-R.
Weather Squares in Chicago. How about this weather? It's nuts.
Yeah.
Billy, you had any tasty candies?
Ooh. I had some Skittles the other day. I've been on a little bit of a Skittle
truck.
Trip, shall I say.
I woke up on a Skittles truck.
How's your week? I woke up on a Skittles truck.
I drank a bottle of wine and woke up on a Skittles truck covered in my own vomit.
I was talking to Mary about my... Actually, I've been on a... Not necessarily like a total Skittles trip. I've been on this kick on...
I went on a Skittles
these
trip once.
Popsicles. Like, I can't get enough
of
these
popsicles. Yeah, you're still on the popsicles. What are they?
They're called Sunshine, I believe. No, Outshine is the brand.
Are they healthy?
Yeah, they're, well, they're, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they are.
What's healthy about them?
But they're like, do you remember
they got when, broccoli in them?
No, no broccoli flavored. But do you remember when-
Broxicles.
Like, a Broxicle. Ugh.
Well, do your kids not want to eat their vegetables? Now Broxicles is here.
Who just bought that big house next to you?
Oh, the, so these the inventor outside, of Broxicles. Yeah, those are them, Mike. Yeah, they've got a green box, most of them.
Oh, look at that. Billy knows the box.
I tried out.
Oh, they're like fruit bars. Sunshine like fruit bars.
They're like fruit bars.
They're
outside.
Like fruit bars.
Oh, they're very delicious. They're like fruit bars.
I picked up the lemon.
Yes.
I've had the lemon and the raspberry are my top two favorites.
Nice.
Pineapple was garbanzo, didn't really like it.
Okay.
Strawberry in between. If see like
you've this, rolled through every flavor?
I got grape tonight. Picked up a pack of grape.
Where do you buy these? You got a guy?
Get them at your local supermarket. They got them.
Nice.
Target, Mariano's, you go, Jewel. It,
you go
wherever.
Into Jewel and just grab a few boxes.
They had
of those.
Two boxes. They had a 2-box special last week on sale for, I think, 2 boxes for $7. Usually that's they're a, like $5.99.
That's a hell of a deal.
So I was like, okay, all right.
I'm doubling up.
Yeah. They were a big hit at home with Maddox and Mary. We all loved them, except for the strawberries. Like, mm-hmm. They have like bits and pieces of like real fruit in them, and the strawberry and the pineapple wasn't like too big on that, but the raspberry was fire.
Billy just walks up, flicks his cigarette on the back porch, goes, come get your fruit bars.
Yeah, exactly.
That has happened before.
Smoking and eating your fruit bar?
No, right. Not that.
On the back
not
porch?
Not at the same time, no.
Look at
no.
You, smoking and eating your fruit bar, Charlie.
Is that Mr. Jagger?
Yeah.
Hey, I have this song
we need to
in
write some music. Stop smoking and eating your fruit bars and come in here.
Well, we were talking about, you know, eventually getting it right. You know what I mean? Like, just
everything. Yeah, we've been talking about getting it right for about 6 years.
That's right.
Program.
That's right. And like, while you were, you know, we were talking about kids getting back to school and everything with, you know, what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
I thought of George Harrison's song, I Got My Mind Set on You.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why that slipped into my head, because it's got a, there's a lyric where it goes, to do it right, you know?
To do it, to do it, to do it, to do it right,
that's
to
correct.
It, to do it, to so do it,
I thought maybe, it, I don't know if we got, do it. We have it, Mike?
So oh, wait a second, okay. Bill, so just in the midst of COVID, you were like, this reminds me of George Harrison's I Got My Mind Set on You.
It did.
It's an upbeat song for Billy. Yeah.
Did the fruit bar trigger that thought in your head?
No. McCann's Irish Oatmeal did, though.
It did?
Yeah.
So, Bill, this is where we play George Harrison?
I guess, yeah. Why not?
This is Bill licks his fruit bar to this.
Oh, yeah. Satan the Storm Chaser likes this a lot, too.
patience and time.
Loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli. Fourth quarter, final stretch of the program.
That's right.
We've covered storms. We've covered Satan. We've covered...
Ice cream men.
Ice cream men. All that. All
Billy,
that.
Billy talked.
Bill talked for a little while.
Thank God. It's been a while.
Skittles.
Skittle dreams.
We talked the phone, my daughter's phone.
Yeah,
phone. Which has been dominating my life lately, but not this week because she's been grounded, so it'll all... Oh, tomorrow, I'm actually taking a little road trip with the family.
Very nice. Where are you headed?
We're going to go up to, like, Michigan City area for the day, get some lunch, maybe walk along the beach.
Have a turkey club?
Get a turkey club, you know, because that's what you do when you go up there, I guess. Or delicious. Over there. I guess up there, down there.
Go down, over, whatever you got to do.
We're going up, down, over, around, all that stuff. Little road trippy.
Drive safely, don't speed.
Yeah.
Speed traps right around Klein Avenue.
Are you going to go to the Lighthouse Mall?
I don't know. That's not on the radar just yet, but it was just something to do. Like, I want to get out of Dodge for a day or two and just start going on more journeys.
Sure, why not?
But Buy a Detroit Lions jersey.
It did cross my mind to do that. I was looking for a Wayne Fonts jersey.
Because he wore a jersey as a coach.
He did. Not many coaches wear jerseys.
They should. It says coach on the back.
Yeah, coach, and they give themselves a number. Why isn't that a thing, right?
Yeah, because baseball managers do it.
Right. Could football coaches all of a sudden say, you know what, forget it, I'd like a number.
And basketball and coaches like should wear basketball uniforms, too.
Well, that would be like a player coach, and I think there's some of those that
Greg Popovich was walking around in a Spurs jersey.
Yeah, with suit pants on.
Yeah. That's mandatory. Suit pants have to still be, you have to wear slacks on the floor.
Suit pants, Gucci shoes, and a Spurs jersey.
Yeah. That's good. I've worked a couple of weddings where some of the guests had attire like that on. We've talked about it on the program before.
Yeah, many people don't know this, but Popovich actually has a tattoo of Satan the Weatherman on his shoulder.
No, he absolutely does. Do you remember Pagan?
Who told you that? Tim Duncan?
This Satan talk today.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I remember Pagan Man.
You do? Thank you. I was going to bring him up, but here's why I was going to bring him up.
So let's tell the background real quick. We were wandering, like five of us.
When we were
grade
children.
School kids. Wandering the streets, smoking. And
we were in like eighth grade, maybe?
No, younger than that. Probably like sixth or seventh grade.
Yeah.
And we found our way into a like weird bookstore in
a
Oak
Wiccan,
Park.
A Wiccan, like witchcraft bookstore.
Like an occult bookstore in Oak Park.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was run by this guy that we named Pagan Man.
Pagan Man, because we knew nothing about it. And he was like, what do you guys want? And we were like, what's this store about? I forget why we were in there. There was
we
something...
wanted to cause trouble somehow.
Yeah, exactly. We were curious, just punk kids, you know, walking around. I think there was some sort of artifact. There might have been like a bowl of condoms.
That was in the gay bookstore.
That was Pride Agenda bookstore.
Correct.
Folks, this is back pre-Amazon, when bookstores existed and kids could giggle at weird things in them.
Kids could take hands full of condoms out of the store. No one seemed to mind.
Well, I had my first adult magazine experience at a Crocs and Britannoff.
At a Crown Books.
Yeah. Where was yours?
COVID confessions.
COVID confessions.
COVID confessions.
With Patty.
Right. And Satan, the storm chaser. Yes, we walked into that store, but it reminded me of Pagan Man. I don't know.
Pagan Man was a giant dork.
But what is the symbol? Like, isn't there like a six-pointed star?
It's called a pentagram.
Pentagram. Okay.
Correct.
And that's typically associated with the occult and
yes,
Satan
it represents
Satan
the evil goat or something.
Whatever. There was a thing my wife was watching on TV the other night, and like it was about ancient. It was about witches, right? And that symbol came up.
Yeah.
Be careful with that.
And I go, oh, they're Satanists, you know? And my wife's like, they're not Satanists, they're witches or something like that. And like I was like, witches are Satanists.
Potato, potato. You know,
I was like, we're Catholics. Witches are Satan.
Yeah.
Understood?
We like our guys.
So that was on the brain. And then Charlotte was kind of curious and looked at it. And I was like, they're Satan, you know? But Satan, obviously, unfortunately, he's been the theme tonight.
He's terrible.
A comedic theme. But he did bring us to Pagan Man.
Yes.
And wow, we're talking about Pagan Man became a thing because didn't we start questioning him? Like, wait, you don't believe in God? What's this place about?
Someone may have. I was too busy wondering what I was doing there.
He was very odd, but shout out to Pagan Man. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, he's probably, he probably works at a Baskin Robbins now somewhere. Like, I was a pagan guy for a little while.
I remember that as a kid, and I wonder if that's like... The hard thing is that there's a lot of stores that are closed during COVID right now, but, like,
Correct.
That was a big thing when you were probably in, like, from 6th all the way up until freshman year of high school because you were confined pretty much to your bicycle if you wanted
just
to get
street
around.
Street shopping?
And, yeah, just going into the neighborhood shops and annoying the people that owned those businesses.
I noticed that's still a thing, like, at the fast food, not fast food, but like Euro's places up over here. There's always
The congregation
of
young
kids.
Outside,
yeah.
Yeah. But
it's
I mean,
to see that they enjoy the smell of the Euros as much as I do.
Like, I remember going into
the comic. I always give him a honk and go, good choice, boys.
Yeah.
Euros forever.
Euros forever, yeah.
Well, we got to play, but, you know, we should play Strange Magic by ELO if we have it on the way out tonight.
Okay.
Because that storm was Strange Magic, man.
Was it?
It was so fast. It was just like a...
I was inside. I was working at a Mariano's, and, like, I remember Mary calling me.
The whole thing
and...
was over in 20 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I was so shocked. I've never been around...
That's why I was so shocked. I've never been around such carnage.
Such violent winds.
Such storm carnage.
Yeah, it's...
You know?
We get it all here, man.
Thank God my car wasn't booted or anything, and I didn't get forced to make any, you know, Russian propaganda pop songs.
Yeah. Because you would have been...
Propaganda Putin pop song. Yeah. Say that three times fast.
Propaganda Putin pop songs.
What is propaganda Putin pop songs for 400, Alex?
Yeah, we'll have blizzard soon, so...
I wonder. Then we're like, it's kind of. I feel like this could be the calm before the storm. You know, we're getting into the school year. This is all revving up. Are we getting into flu season? This is really going to be.
The earth is angry.
But it's a wild, wild world.
Well, we got no football in the Big Ten or the Big East, so I don't.
No need.
I don't know what's going
Take
on.
Take the
with
weekend off.
So I don't know how they expect to play the NFL this year. Then
if they won't.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Just cancel the rest of the year for everything. Yeah. It's a scratch.
This year is a scratch. Well, not for this show because we've had a lot of fun on it this year.
We survived pandemics, riots,
everything.
Humanoid invasions.
Exactly. Look at that hand sanitizer. I just tried to put some on my hand and it got all over my flamingo shirt. Damn it. Strange magic. All that Satan talk. See what happens?
It's actually the Russian vaccine in there you just got squirted with.
I hope so.
See that picture of Putin on a mongoose on the label?
Well, we've officially lost our listeners at this point.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of this show, hope you have, you can find archived episodes if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can search for us at iTunes and find us there if you go for Hooli's Show. Show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and personal injury attorney in Chicago, Jim McGang. Call him if any strange magic comes your way and you need some help.
That's right.
Until next week.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Sailing softly through the sun in a broken stone age dawn, you fly so high. I get a strange magic. Oh, what a world. Strange magic. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good.